You're listening to the Pod Dirty Network. Welcome to Audio for Idiots. It's the Jack Wagon Express in your ear holes. Find us at JackWagonPod on Twitter and Instagram, and on our website, pod30network.com.
All right, welcome into the Jack Wagon Express podcast. Little bonus episode for you tonight. My name is Kip, and I am here with my quarantine.
Whatever.
Sorry if I sound a little nasally. I went into a frickin' sneezing fit right before we decided to do this podcast at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's nasty.
Yeah, well, couldn't help it. I mean, Don't worry, I don't have the V.
Oh, whatever.
Or the CV. whatever you want to call it.
You can just call it.
So Mac is here with me.
Hi.
She's my quarantine. My oldest.
No, whatever.
Anyway, not sure how things are going for everybody else. Yeah, you like that? She just seen my pack of toilet paper sitting on the table here. When we did our episode earlier in the week, I had that just sitting as a prop right here. You know, we were about to, you know, that's worth gold right there right now.
I know.
There's what? 2, 4, 6. There's 12 rolls of toilet paper in that package.
Right, yeah. There.
That's worth about $1,200.
No.
No, not really.
No.
All right, Mac. So, not going back to school indefinitely. They changed it from April 6th to indefinitely. Mm-hmm. So, how does that feel? How is your homework going to work for you? Like, is it going to suck? Is it going to be okay? Is it bittersweet because you're not going to school, but you got to do shitty homework?
No, I would much rather be at school learning because then I can just ask questions right there. Like, we're given a 4-hour time limit for each teacher when we can email them questions. So, like, you know, we kind of, I don't know. I'd just much rather be at school. And also at home, I'm definitely going to procrastinate a lot because I like to sleep in. And some of the stuff are due by, like, 2. And if I wake up at 11, it's not going to work.
Yeah, well, you ain't going to be waking up at no 11.
Says who?
Well, I don't know. It's 1 o'clock in the morning right now. I'm getting your ass up at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you are not.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. I'm going to get up and do some work, and then later on in the day, we're going to have supper, and we're going to go probably back to playing video games.
Yep.
That's what we just got doing now. Unfortunately, I got my ass whipped 2-1. We played three games of NBA 2K. Started out good as dominating, you know, letting her know who was boss, and then, of course, the computer ended up screwing me in the end.
Yeah, blame the computer.
Well, it was bullshit.
Okay.
So, it's going to suck because you can't... Well, you're not really going to be able to hang out with your friends too much. You know, you're going to be out of school, but you really shouldn't be out hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, Mom won't even let me, like, go to the store or anything.
Well, from what I understand is kids can get COVID-19, but they're not really getting sick from it. I mean, there's a few, very few cases of it, but... From what I understand is you can't really get it, but you can carry it and pass it on without even knowing you have it. So I guess it's kind of important because, you know, you don't want to pass it on to, like, you know, grandmas or grandpas or anything like that. Because that could be pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
So one thing that really does, you know, suck really bad, is the NBA season getting canceled? Because on Monday, you and I were supposed to be going to the Milwaukee Bucks-Detroit Pistons game for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So now, not only do I have to wait however many months to get that money back, but now, we will. And now, I gotta find you something else to buy. Or something else to buy you for your birthday.
I know what I want.
Okay, tell me. What do you want? Tell the people.
I want AirPod Pros.
I thought you wanted to go shopping and buy some
Oh, like, I want that too.
Well,
I can't decide yet if I either want to go shopping for like clothes and stuff or if I want AirPod Pros.
Oh, well, you have $329 to spend, so.
Yeah, okay, but whatever. I know, and AirPod Pros are like $200. So, like, we could do that and then get me like a new pair of shoes.
All right, well, we'll see because I got to see how much toilet paper is going to cost pretty soon. But so what are your friends saying about this at all? Are any of them still hanging out or not? Or are you just, the one nice thing about now is you guys have FaceTime and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can get on the horn and I can show you a couple apps you can download. Like there's an app called Zoom. It's free. You can download it. You could have like 20 of your friends on one little screen.
Yeah. If you had an Apple, you would know you can do that too.
Don't even start with this Apple horse shit. I'm telling you right now, you could download that on your phone.
And then, I'm telling you right now, you don't got to download it.
Okay, if you want quality.
It's better than your Android, Samsung, whatever you have.
It's not better. No.
Whatever.
All right, well, so tell me about the NBA season. And I'm kind of pissed off because I think the Bucks could have made the finals.
Oh, for sure.
Probably against LeBron James, and who I hate. I don't like LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
On a side note, he's a really good player.
Yeah.
He's really good. You can't take that away from him. You can dislike him if you want. But he's a really good player, and he's actually doing good stuff for the NBA. He's like, recently he's been talking about, you know, a bunch of the younger guys in the league and trying to pump them up and pass the torch on. So you can't really take that stuff away from him, but you can dislike him if you want. I liked him when he was in Cleveland, and then when mm-hmm. he went to Miami, he was okay. And then when he went to the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then when he went to the Lakers, it was just kind of like, you know, I really didn't like.
He's acting like he's all.
I wasn't a Laker fan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wish he could have just been
deleted.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
I think it was a big pile of
shit.
Okay.
But he's a good player.
Sometimes. Most of the time.
So what else do you have going on? What's going on? What is this COVID-19? How is it affecting you any more than school? Anything? No? Well, other than you're not going to be able to play softball.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
Yeah, no softball.
Yeah. Kind of sucks.
Well.
But it's whatever. It's not really affecting me that much. Just because, like, I have other years to make up, like, my sports and all that other stuff. And I don't have major testing. All my teachers have been super cool about it. But, like, the seniors and, like, juniors and them, like, the seniors are missing out on, like, their last sport season and, like, their last, like, senior things or whatever. Like, the juniors had, like, testing, I think, so. Yeah, I feel bad for them, but whatever.
That was one thing I was going to ask you. Have they said anything about that? Because, okay, seniors are going to miss out now. Okay, no senior prom.
Mm-hmm.
Which, there's memories and stuff that, whatever, can happen there, but,
You weren't into that, so.
No, I didn't.
Exactly.
So. Dances were stupid.
No, they're fun.
They were stupid. When I went to dances, when
I was. Because you went to Southern Door.
You know, it has nothing to do with that. When I went to school, it was, you went and you hung out with your friends on one side of the gym, and the girls were on the other side of the gym, and there was all this stress and trying to find a nice car to take to the stupid dance, and blah, blah, blah.
No.
Well, anyway.
We all just go together and have a great time.
Well, that's good. You do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do feel bad for the seniors. They don't have a senior prom. Mm-hmm. But I am assuming they're going to still do a graduation ceremony. It's just going to be.
But how? Everyone's been making like memes and stuff. How it's going to be like online.
Well, it could be. As long as they can do it before September. You know, because mm-hmm. seniors are going to be heading off to college. Actually, a lot of them start going there in August.
Yeah.
But that's one thing, you know, there's always, when you do the graduation ceremony, there's always the pictures of, you know, of you up there getting your diploma and everybody throwing their hats up in there and all that happy horse shit. I didn't do any of that, just so you know.
Why not?
Well, I graduated a semester early.
Oh.
So I graduated in January.
You didn't graduate all your people?
No. I didn't even go back to get my diploma.
What?
Why would I do that?
Memories.
I got out.
Did you ever get it? Did they have to mail it to you?
No, they didn't. I never went and got it. I graduated a semester early. I graduated in January. I had a job, and I was, at that time, I actually worked at a Radio Shack, and I had a cell phone. Like, not a lot of people did at that time. We're talking 1999.
Okay.
So, cell phones had...
You graduated in 99?
Yep. So, cell phones had just started coming out, and texting wasn't even a thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I would call my friends, you know, during the week, be like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, we're doing this, blah, 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 and I gotta go home and go to school. I'm like, I'm done.
Whatever. I'm not gonna do that. It
was awesome. If I would have even known that I could graduate early, if I would have known that earlier, I would have added another class in my junior year, and I'd have graduated after my junior year.
Yeah.
A whole year early. And I was just like, psh.
I know a kid that's trying to do that.
And they're all like, oh, you're going to miss school. You're going to... I still don't. I didn't miss that half a year. I still don't miss it.
Have you had any reunions?
I went to one. I don't remember.
Was it like a 10-year?
I don't remember which one it is. Last year, apparently, there was a 20-year.
Why didn't you go?
Because it seemed like it was half-assed organized. There was a Facebook page for it. There was some people like, yeah, we're going to go. I went to a 5 or a 10 year, and it was just, you know, I'm not trying to discourage you, but reunions are kind of like, you get all dressed up looking as good as you can, mm-hmm. and it's like a big brag fest.
Yeah.
You just go there and be like, oh, this is what I do now. This is what I do now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if there's a 25-year, I'll go, what do you do? I have an apparel and vinyl business, and I do podcasting. What do you do? Well, I'm this, I'm that. Well, it sucks to be you.
You don't want to go in there stunting, be like, I'm cool now, like, look at me.
No, because I would have to, like, go and rent, like, a really expensive car, or roll up in a limo.
Oh, no.
That'd be the shit.
No.
You get out and be like, which way to the bat or to the reunion? Oh, right here. Oh, I know.
Then why would you ask?
Just to, like, you know, am I at the right place? You know,
whatever.
Puff your chest out a little bit. You all voted me as not doing anything after high school. You know, when you get to be a senior, usually they vote on you what mm-hmm. you're going to be the whatever. I can't even remember what I was voted as.
Does everyone get a vote as something?
I don't even know how they do it. You know, I look back at it now and it's all like, boy, that was stupid shit.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, this week. So, what do you think about this coronavirus? Do you think it's serious? Do you think, you know, I'm trying to get the opinion of a quarantine.
So, whatever.
Do you think it's serious? Do you think some of it's politically blown out of proportion? Do you think we're right on track?
Okay, just listen.
I just want to know what you think.
I think in other areas, it's, like, more serious. But, like, everyone freaking out here, well, in, like, in our area, it's kind of, like, it's, like, they gotta chill because, like, it's, like, it's 45 minutes away, which is, I guess is kind of close, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like people around here need to, like, calm down and not freak out. So then, like, when it does get here, we are prepared. And then, I don't know, stay safe.
Well, I do agree with you. People need to calm down. Just calm down, period, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, panic is not going to help you.
Have you seen I think it was Italy. Everyone was all, like, quarantined in their house. Like, they couldn't leave. And they were all, like, singing Rihanna.
They're still like that, actually. In 24 hours, 600 and some people have died in 24 hours from it.
Where?
In Italy.
Oh.
But here's the deal with that. I'm not trying to get political, but they have free health care, I believe. Everybody has health care for free. You don't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a novel idea. But this is what happens when you have free health care. I can't remember what the age was. It's either 75 or 80 years old. Yeah, no, that's old. But they're not treating you if you're that age because you're already that old. You are getting put behind a whole bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the majority of people that are passing away there are old. And they're not getting treated because they're kind of being treated as they're the old community and they're already, you know, on their way out. So I think, I don't know. Politics is such bullshit all the way around, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't have an opinion.
Are you learning about politics in school at all?
No, they can't teach us that.
Oh, good, then I'll teach you.
No, you're not. You are not.
Well, I mean, you don't have much of a choice, at least for the next couple of years. You have to listen to me.
And listen doesn't mean I'm going to, like, believe it.
Well, if you don't listen to me, your dad is always right.
No.
Yeah, if you don't listen to me, you're going to be this.
Who won?
Jack Wagon of the Week.
You know, no, 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 no. Who won 2 out of 3 NBA 2K games tonight?
Oh, PS4 me. Games? Yeah, me. You did. Well, you know what?
No, we played 3 games.
I can't completely... Yeah, you won 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
I can't completely stomp on your self-esteem. I have to let you win some.
You were just blaming it on the computer earlier.
Well, it was like, horseshit.
It was all you.
No, it wasn't.
Uh-huh. You were getting all down in the dumps, and you started giving up, and you're like, why isn't the computer doing this, doing that? Up. Why doesn't controller do what I say?
But when your guys are wide fucking open under the hoop, every play, I'm only one person. I can't sit there and
you're
cover
supposed
you.
To be the whole team.
Yeah, well.
That's the point of doing a one-on-one with the full team. That's disgusting. No.
Anyway, I want to get... Now, you are a very well-rounded kid.
Okay.
Your grades are good.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta show you.
Hang on. You seem to be mature above your age. So I want to hear what you think about these frickin' morons.
See that?
Yeah, 3.61. That's excellent.
No. I wasn't showing... Okay, listen. I had a 4.0 first semester, but then right at the end of second quarter, my English teacher, he put in a grade, a couple grades that I did horrible on or whatever, and it brought me down. And so it brought my GPA down because it was like the day before the quarter ended and I couldn't do anything about it.
So it's the teacher's fault?
Yes.
I'll take care of him for you. Anyway.
He's actually really nice.
Okay. All right, so I want to know what you think about these morons. And now, this is just last week. This is in the time of social distancing, you know, trying not to be within 6 feet of people and whatever because you don't want to spread this virus. Like, you could get it. Like, I could have it right now and never get sick, but I could pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
So, here are some teens that were interviewed in Florida on spring break on a beach. The beach is packed. Before we get there, these teens are my
Jack Wagon of the Week.
And every single one should be
Bitch Slap.
Oh boy.
Bitch Slap.
Now here's them. Here they are. Just listen to this. It's gonna blow your mind and you're gonna get pissed off. Despite warnings from the CDC.
I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying.
It's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach, and they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion.
You're doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
What we're going
to
be doing is simply for the statewide floor for beaches is applying the CDC guidance of no group on a beach more than 10, and you have to have distance apart if you're going to be out there. So that'll apply statewide.
What do you think of these fucking people?
They can do whatever they want. I don't care. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I don't know them. They don't know if
the one chick, this is really messing up our trip.
Yeah. Okay,
you know what's
yeah.
really messing up no, my trip? Listen. Her face.
Oh, my God.
Did you see?
You don't know her.
Well, she was all like half in the bag. Mac, what? You don't understand. Look at these people are out there doing this shit, and they're not supposed to be. What if one of them has it, and they're spreading it to all these people, and everybody says, okay, it's not a big deal. But then they go home, and then they give it to somebody's grandma, and they die.
That's their problem.
What if it was your grandma?
Then that's my problem.
Yeah, that's not a good problem either.
I know.
I'm trying to teach you something.
I get it. Okay. This isn't a...
Like, you could take 1 year of your life and not do this stupid shit and wait.
What if it's their last year?
They go to spring break next year.
No, because they're like working a job and they can't get off for spring
Then they
break.
Go on a real vacation because they should have becoming an adult. If they're work... If they don't have spring break anymore and they're working a real job, that means they're either have a family or maybe they don't, but they're out of college and they can go on a vacation whenever they want instead of being jackasses and out there and not listening to what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay, well, listen. I think that... I mean, okay, yeah.
I'm listening, but you will not be right in this if you are...
Okay, listen. Just stop talking. I don't get it. Anyways,
okay. All right.
So,
what do you gotta say? Come on.
Stop! Don't push the button. I'm done with you. I'm taking it away. Okay, but no, like obviously they all shouldn't be doing it, but like they are. So like if they get corona, it's just karma, because they know that they're not supposed to be doing it, and they understand. But also I get it, because like it ruined their vacation. They're just like trying to live their life. Like I know like. Taylor and like I don't know, a couple other people were supposed to go places for spring break,
but they didn't.
No, because of all this,
because they're smart and they're sacrificing for 1 year other than these morons on the beach in Florida.
Also they're in college. Half of them that they interviewed were probably drunk.
They were. That's what I said. That one chick, like her cheeks were all red and she was all like, oh, this is stop messing up my trip. I mean, oh wait, let me do. This is messing up my trip, and I'm such a baby, 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 baby. If I get corona, I get corona. Yeah, you fucking idiot. What happens if you get it and then you go back to your hometown and you give it to 10 other people that spread it on and somebody dies? This is what people don't think about. Like, it is serious. It is serious. Some stuff is being blown out of proportion. It's being politically weaponized. Do you know what that means?
Sure.
That means all the big a-holes up in the government are using it for their political agendas. You'll learn that
you
later.
Know what? You know what my gym teacher said?
What?
He said...
What did he say? Run, run, get down, give me 20. Shut no. up. No, get down right now.
No.
Drop! And give me 20.
Stupid. Okay, but no, listen. You know who he is. I'm not going to say his name, but...
Don't say his name.
I'm not, but like... He said that the coronavirus is from God.
And oh, that don't even know. You've already told me this. Don't even go into that.
Why?
Because. Just don't.
All right.
I do believe in God, but what he's trying to tell you in school, it's a bunch of happy horse shit. He can save that.
He's just basically trying to say it's like.
I know.
God in action.
I know what he was trying to say. And you know what I could, you know what I have to tell him?
What?
This right
don't,
here.
Don't put it on.
Shut the fuck up.
Another thing, we have a foreign exchange student in our gym class right now.
Yep.
He's from India, and it was really funny because at the end of his speech, he was like, "We're all Americans. We're gonna push you and get this done." And then he, and then we all look at the kid, and he was like, "What? Like, I'm not like, what are you talking about?" And he's like, "You're in good hands. Don't worry. We get stuff done around here." Everyone was like, "Just shut up."
Yeah, that whole. I don't know. We're not getting into that either. I mean, this is the Jack Wagon Express. We're trying to make people have fun here. You know. So basically, when I listen to these idiots, this is what I think.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
That was way too long.
Well,
anyway. And I am dumber for listening to that.
Well, sorry, can't help it.
I want GPs to drop more.
All right. Now let's give a little update from the Green Bay, Wisconsin area. What we got going on here?
Welcome to the Jack Wagon Express Weather Desk.
Oh my God. This isn't a weather channel. You ain't Pete Petoniak.
Yeah, well, anyway, around here we got... It's been pretty nice. We've been pretty lucky. We only had one major snowstorm this year.
We got snow last night.
Yeah, I got up and went to work this morning, and there was a little bit of snow on the ground. By the time lunch was over, it was all gone. And I hope we don't get any more snow. We've been hanging around 30 to 40 degrees for the last couple weeks. Let's hope it stays that way. And that probably has not been the...
Welcome to the Jack Wagon Express Weather Desk.
You can't do... It says welcome. No, you have to have an ender one.
And that was the Jack Wagon Express Weather Desk.
There you go.
We are out.
Okay.
Yee-haw.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
There's no point in that one.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't know, you know.
I know somewhere we can put it.
Oh, yeah?
Frick, yeah.
Sorry. What other kind of news you got going on? You got any news for us? I mean, what apps are you following on your phone these days?
What do you mean, what apps?
Like, what apps you got? TikTok?
Yes.
You should shut that down. Comes from China. They're spying.
Oh, I already told you this.
They're spying. You're not supposed to have it. All right, forget that.
I don't even have, like, a regular profile.
Okay, forget that. What's second? What is next on
your
list?
That's not even my first.
Okay, what app do you use the most?
Probably Snapchat. Oh, I lied. Snapchat or YouTube. YouTube or Snapchat. And then it's probably TikTok and then Instagram. And that's it.
There you go, folks. Coming right from a quarantine. If you want to get to the younger crowd, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. Get on it.
No, that's the wrong order.
Whatever.
I said...
Just get on those three.
YouTube, Snapchat. Nope, I lied. It's going to be YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram.
Okay, so you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, so am I. Mm-hmm. And we're pissed off because we don't get to go to the game.
Yes.
But you are also a Kevin Durant fan.
I am not.
Well, you were when he was with Golden State.
Because him and Curry were really good together.
Like, you like Steph Curry?
Yes. Okay. Not just as a basketball player, too. Like, he was a good person.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't.
I was just telling you. I'm 5 foot, and I'm not going to make it to the WNBA.
Anything else?
Thanks for listening to my TED Talk. And
don't ever say you can't make it. I try to teach you all kinds of shit. What do I tell you? Don't ever say you can't do something. And you never lose. When you play basketball, when you play a game, when you play softball, when you play a game, you don't say, oh, we lost. You say, nope, we didn't lose. I learned something.
But we lost. You're right, we learned.
Right.
But we
lost. Turn that loss into something. Like,
into a win.
Why did you lose?
Okay, at this point in my, basketball career, everything is about winning and progressing and getting better.
Yeah, well, and this is something that's hard to explain that I try to explain to you.
This isn't going to be a lesson.
Oh, listen.
No.
Listen.
No.
You are going to listen to me because at this point you need to.
Just going to take off the headphones.
Here, we'll do it in dramatic reading style, like if Uncle Steve was here.
Okay.
I love it when Steve goes on a rant.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes on
like
a rant.
Kevin Durant?
not da rant. When he goes on a rant, I hit this. And he goes, oh. And then he does it in dramatic reading.
Yeah.
So here's how this works. When you're playing high school sports, and I tell you, and I'm like, it's important to be a team player.
I am a team player. I am not a selfish player.
Okay, this is where you don't interrupt. Okay? It's important to be a team player, which is good. You want the team to win. But also, you want to be the best you can be. Because if your team isn't doing that good, you want scouts to look at you.
Listen.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Shh.
Okay.
Shut up.
If you keep talking, I have another one.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Shh.
Let me tell you a little story about a man named Shh. Shh.
Even before you start, that was a preemptive shh. Just know I have a whole bag of shh with your name on it.
There's no I in team, Dad.
No, but there is a me.
You... You can't pull that.
I just did.
That's sad.
Kobe Bryant said it.
Yeah, rest in peace. I know who said it.
Anyway, I have a t-shirt I can make you that shows it. But anyway, so if your team is not performing, okay?
You help them make it better.
You then worry about yourself.
No. You don't
which
get people looking at you if you're not winning games.
Which will ultimately help you look better. But winning team MVP awards and stuff like that.
Even pull that.
I'm not pulling anything. I'm telling you. At the end of the year, the more of that stuff you have, the better it looks.
No one's going to be looking at us if there's one person that's good on the team and the rest suck.
Well, you have about 3 people that are good on the team. Okay. So to end this dramatic reading, I'm going to tell you. You're a good team player, but you need to take more shots. End of story.
In order...
Oh, got
just
you!
Let me talk. Just let me talk.
Talk.
In order for yourself to get better, you also need to help the team get better, so then you all get better, and everything's just better. And I really don't know how to say this, but like, you just need to not only focus on yourself and care about yourself. It's a team sport.
You're right.
I am right. You're not.
But did you know this?
I don't
Boys
care.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
All right.
That's whatever.
That's from a movie you probably haven't seen. But no.
I know.
On wrong. A serious note, you're right.
I am. Mm-hmm. And you're wrong.
I am not wrong.
Yes.
Don't. I am not wrong.
Then what are you?
You should listen to me.
Don't even start. Stop.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You should listen to me. But you were right. I like what you said there. Makes me proud.
I think I'm going to tear up a little bit.
Oh, no. Maybe you should play that music now.
What? Like this one?
How you like me
no,
now?
No, the music. The.
Oh, this one.
Knock, knock.
No.
Shh.
No.
When we play a game, you know, whatever it is, and it's like, hey, Mac is right. Nope.
That's not funny. I am looking for where the laughs are.
Well, I'm going to blame this on somebody else then. That can't say anything. Or defend himself.
Shut the fuck up, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
No. Oh, yeah. Everyone's been calling it a coronacation.
I see that. I get it.
I don't like it. Because, like... It's not really a vacation. I still have to do school, and like everyone's like stressed out. But like I've been asking people how their coronacation has been, just to lighten it up. Like, you can't not make jokes about it. No, listen, you can't not make jokes about it because it's, like, super serious. But, like...
No, I get it. No, no. You are completely on the right track.
It's serious. But, like, you can't not make jokes about it because then it's just going to be depressing the whole time. And, you know, that's not good if you're cooped up in the house and just depressed. And
yeah, you're right. No, you're right. This is coming from a quarantine. I'm telling you, 15 years old, she's good.
Whatever.
Listen to the maturity, I'm telling you. Anyway, you're right, though. So, if, you know, you, as long as you take it serious and you take the right, your own precautions, mm-hmm. but you can still have fun with it. Like, there's a whole bunch of funny memes out there mm-hmm. about it. Like, it's okay to laugh about it and stuff, as long as you are being okay and, you know, protecting yourself and your family and knowing that, hey, I can go out and not obey the 10-person rule and have some kind of big party and then go I can go hang out with my grandma and realize that I could give this to her if I do that. Like,
yeah. I've seen memes where it's like something about like a 9-person family or whatever, and like you like are having a party and the cops come, and then it's like then they're breaking the law because they came and it was already 9 right. people and there's yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but you know, there's a.
I also like those memes where it's like people are like having a banger party, and then like the cops come and they all stop the music and pretend they're at like a Bible study.
Well, this is one thing that you're gonna learn, Mac, and you're learning because you got to go to Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. and you got to see the 9/11 memorial and hear the phone calls and stuff when you're there, right? Okay, so you weren't alive. Yet. Mm-mm. That was before you, but mm-hmm. at that time, I don't know how much of it you understand, but you see right now that, okay, there's a presidential election this year,
mm-hmm.
which is every 4 years. So you see, how much people hate on each other if you're one party or the other party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when 9/11 happened, nobody thought about that for a long time. Everybody instantly thought on, we are in this together.
Was it an election year?
no, it wasn't an election year, but everybody instantly forgot about that. Everybody instantly was, we got to get together. Like, the next week, we were playing NFL games. Like, we are not going to show these losers. We are not going to give up. We are mm-hmm. not going to quit. We are going to stick together as a country. Everybody did everything they could. And that lasted for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went right back to the same political bullcrap of, oh, the Democrats this, the Republicans that. They suck. They suck. No, they suck. You know, and
that's just
it's bickering back and forth when you associate yourself with a party, and it's all a bunch of,
you are fake news.
And so right now, everybody is kind of banding together, except you have some people saying that what is going on, it's bad, and it's the president's fault, and he's not doing stuff fast enough, and everybody just needs to quit with their happy horse shit. It doesn't matter who is
I thought this wasn't going to get political.
Well,
you said that five times in the beginning.
Well, yeah, whatever. I'm not getting completely political. It's just the facts. Like, there could be zero.
Or is it?
There could be zero presidents. You have no idea anything about this drop board. You're going to sit there and look forever. And while you do that, I'm going to play this. My quarantine just took away my drop board. This is scary. She doesn't understand what some of the abbreviations are.
You're an idiot.
Well, yeah, you know that one. Yeah. Anyway, everybody just needs to stick together. Wash your goddamn hands. Don't breathe on people. And for fuck's sake, the whole upper half of Wisconsin has no cases of coronavirus. Except all the people from Illinois are trying to fucking get here to their summer homes. No, stay home. Don't go anywhere. Don't spread the shit around. You know, there's a lot of people that are doing the right thing, and there's some people doing the wrong thing. And we need to get this crap under control so we can just get back to normal life and have sports. We're dying over here without sports. Shit.
Let's do this. Let's do that. Ba, ba, ba.
Thanks. I was looking for that one earlier.
No, I'm trying to find... I don't even remember what I was finding.
You don't even know what you're looking for.
I was looking for fake news. I was gonna,
oh, well, it's called fake news.
I was going to... I couldn't find it. I was going to say...
You are fake news.
What color is that?
Red.
Whatever. I was looking for it because I was going to say, you know, whatever all the stuff you're saying is just fake news.
It's not.
More likely. You are probably the least educated on political stuff.
Me?
Yeah.
We're going to have a discussion when we're done with this podcast. I could blow your mind about politics. I just don't bring it up on here.
You are now.
Not really. This is what I say to you.
Get off my lawn with that shit.
I don't... Okay.
Or...
Wow.
Or hey.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Shh.
You got the whole squad laughing.
What squad?
No, it's a...
The awesome squad.
It. You're getting old.
That's right. All the J-Wags are listening.
No.
They're laughing.
It's a meme and you'd understand if you kept up to date.
Whatevs.
No.
Whatevs.
No.
So that's like to argue with a quarantine.
Oh, whatever.
I like that. I haven't heard that before.
Call me a quarantine?
Yeah, you're... Well, you're a teenager. And so
oh, I get it.
Oh, my God. How long later? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. All right. Just because you're my kid, I can do this. You get one of these.
Bitch slap.
Oh!
Bitch slap.
Oh, just wait.
A quarantine slap. You're a quarantine. Spelt T-E-E-N at the end.
Yeah, I get it now.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just... All right. 43 minutes in, and we got some breaking news.
And now, in a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today.
On the Jack Wagon Express podcast, I brought my daughter in 40 minutes into the podcast. She figured out what I meant by quarantine. Now who's right? This guy.
It's not that you were right.
I was.
I just didn't get it. The blonde's been getting to me lately.
Yeah, I know. It's...
What? What?
It's sinking in.
Yeah.
To your roots. It's,
to go... Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
You got, you know, you got a whole bunch of... Like, when I told... The whole quarantine thing right over your head.
That was not... Whatever.
Oh, God. You just...
No.
I win. You lose.
No.
I'm right.
No.
You're...
If we played an actual one-on-one basketball game, I would beat you.
All right. Well, we're going to have Uncle Steve come over and record it.
No,
it,
we're
it's
not,
happening.
It's not
I will
going
dominate.
You will not.
Oh, it is fucking on.
No.
It is fucking on. Me, one-on-one against you, you're not old enough yet to
Wait,
beat me.
No. Yeah, I am. Nah. And first of all, you need to go buy a new pump because the basketball's flat and you broke the other one.
Whatever. See, excuses already. We haven't even started.
It's not an excuse. You just need to do it
okay,
so
whatever.
Then we can actually
I will
scrimmage.
Buy, I will go buy a pump and we will pump the basketball up and Steve will come over and record. And
tomorrow?
Well, not tomorrow. We're going to let it get a little bit warmer and probably, we'll see what happens. I don't know. Steve's busy tomorrow.
Come prepared. I've been practicing day and night, 24 hours.
Oh, my God. You are just going to be, oh, Jesus. Jeez.
How old are you now? You're going to be 40 in like a week.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
39.
Yep.
Yep.
Whatever. That's not old.
It's getting there.
Yeah, whatever.
11 more years and you'll be 50.
How you like me now?
Halfway to 100? Ever thought about that?
Whatevs.
I'm halfway to 30. That's crazy.
Whatever. At least you're old enough to remember me, because then I die soon.
Oh my God.
Yeah? How do you feel now?
How you like me now?
Anyway.
You want answers?
No.
Okay, good. But, if you keep talking a bunch of smack like that about basketball, you know what's going to happen?
You walk over, but you're limping back.
I couldn't even understand
You
that.
Walk over, but you're limping back.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be breaking your ankles or anything, but I'm going to make my shots, and I'm faster than you. Oh, good, because
I'll be breaking yours.
I'm fast. No, you are not.
You already got a broken foot, so you'll be like, oh, at the end of the game, be like, hey, remember when you said you were going to beat me and I told you I was going to beat you? Well,
thanks, Captain Obvious.
How'd that work?
I'm going to beat you.
All right. Well, on that note, here's an ad. Here's a.
English?
I can't talk.
English?
That way we're not going to fuck all we go to. That way we're going to book all of my best.
Here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you tired of the same jack wagon delivering you pizza colder than your sex life?
Pizza delivery? I got an extra large sausage just for you.
Well, what the fuck are you waiting for? Next time you want a nice hot pie, call Banger City Pizza.
Come over here, pizza daddy.
Oh my god.
When you hear that doorbell ring, you know there will be a hot, steamy sausage on the other side.
Well, I'd hate for all this sausage to go to waste.
I know somewhere we can put it.
Oh, yeah?
Frick, yeah.
Your mouth will be blown when all that flavor from our signature murder sausage pizza is slamming your taste buds.
It's an extra, extra large, almost 9 inches.
Banger City Pizza has all the toppings. Fuckeroni, American ham, murder sausage, jalapenos, faminda cheese, famunda cheese, and many more. Don't forget to try our new moist crust pizza. Oh. This crust never gets hard. Banger City Pizza. Order online now at pod30network.com. And click leave us a voicemail.
You should have put
come over here, pizza daddy.
Stop. You should have put your actual phone number.
No. Maybe I'll put yours in.
No.
Oh my god, that'd be funny. No. All of a sudden one Wednesday you're getting phone calls, but is this Banger City Pizza? What?
No, I was like, is this Patrick? Do you get it? Please tell me you get it. You're old. See?
Anyway.
I can't start making those jokes now.
Oh,
please tell me you get it. Because you know, the sponge. You got Corona. Corona. But no, anyways. In the SpongeBob episode, SpongeBob got Patrick a job with the Krusty Krab. And someone called, and Patrick answered the phone. And they were like, is this the Krusty Krab? And he goes, no, this is Patrick.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's why I said the joke. You didn't laugh.
Oh, no. That's good. Now I get it. Now that reminds me of another episode from SpongeBob. I can't remember if it was Mr. Krabs. Somebody tells SpongeBob it's okay to steal something as long as you give it back.
Oh.
So he takes SpongeBob and Patrick steal a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this a newer one?
No. This is way old. Oh. But anyway, they got this balloon and they're doing whatever. Excuse me. And the balloon pops, but they want to bring it back. So SpongeBob's like, oh, well, at least I got the string and the balloon. And Patrick's puts his hand up in the air like he's holding like a ball, and he says, I got the air.
Wait, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember.
Funny shit right there.
Yeah. That's the thing. Camden isn't growing up on any of this. Like, he knows what it is, but, like...
He kind of... If you put SpongeBob on, he'll watch it. But he's into... I don't want to really advertise for him, but FGTV on YouTube. I want to watch FGTV guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes all the other ones. He likes Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Blaze and the Monster Machines is his favorite.
Yeah.
You know, PJ Masks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well. Do you have anything else you would like to enlighten the J-Wags with?
No.
All right. Well, hopefully you get a good response. You can share this with your friends, and maybe you'll have to come back on the show.
Maybe.
Maybe you'll just have to start coming over here on Tuesday nights and being a permanent part of the show. Switch your Mondays for Tuesdays. If you have a basketball game, too bad, or podcasting.
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Sports over anything.
Yeah. Basketball before boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all boys care about is
these nuts.
And I am not afraid to go back to jail. So
you've never been to jail.
I have been once.
What was it, like one night thing? You called grandma and grandpa crying?
Nope.
You're like, grandma, pick me up.
Nope. Yeah. It was six nights.
Six?
Yep.
Why? What were you doing, drinking and driving?
Oh, my God. Yeah, way back, like almost, let's see. Almost.
Okay, you weren't in jail. You were just being held, though.
No, almost 20 years ago. I had to go for 7 days, and then I got one day. I got good time or whatever, so I had to sit for 6 days from an OWI. Almost 20 years ago.
You never even experienced it, really.
No, because I worked 12 hours a day for six of those days. I only had to sit in one day, and we watched the Packer game.
Exactly.
But
it was just a sleepover at the jail.
Yeah. It sucked, though, big time.
Boy, I can imagine.
Well, let me tell you, you lose your freedom.
I'm sure you didn't even get grounded, either.
I was way over 18.
Oh.
So, nobody's going to ground me.
Well, did you call grandma and grandpa?
No.
Get you out? Who bailed you out?
I can't remember. Well, then when I got pulled over, it's a long story.
No, I want to hear it.
I'll tell you after.
I want to hear it.
I'll tell you after.
Why not?
I will tell you after. Because it's a really stupid story.
Yeah, exactly. You talk about a bunch of other stuff.
I was in
stuff.
The wrong place at the wrong time. They didn't even know anything about
it. Is it when you were racing with...
No, the car that I was driving, I drove somebody home. Mm-hmm. The car that I was driving was being watched for drugs, and I did not know that.
Oh.
So then...
Why are you hanging out with the drug dealer?
I didn't know. It was an ex-girlfriend, as a matter of fact. And I did not know.
Which Jenny?
It wasn't a Jenny. I didn't know that was going on. I was, whatever, wrong place, wrong time, my fault, still got behind the wheel. I'm not passing it off on anybody else.
All right.
It was a shitty situation.
Yeah.
You know. Yep. I could have been the
Jack Wagon of the Week.
But anyway. All right. Well, I don't have anything else. I mean, I thought we enlightened the world pretty good. I thought that was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I guess.
We got two different perspectives here. We
should
got
be
the
new
adult,
mascot.
And we got the quarantine. And, I mean, it was a good show.
Should be your new mascot.
Cottonelle?
Yeah. No.
Teepee?
Just the thing of toilet paper.
Yeah. It could be. People are just ridiculous. Oh, remind me. I got to show you. I'm going to put this up on the website, Instagram, everywhere, on the new shirt that...
For
I'm,
what?
Oh, right here. I'll show you real
new
quick.
New shirt for what?
And while we're sitting here with the...
New shirt for what?
This shirt right here. I'm going to make that.
For you getting toilet paper?
Got teepee. Got toilet paper. You're too young for that. There used to, the Milk used to put out a commercial. It said...
Got Milk? Got I know what that is. I know.
Got toilet paper?
I get it.
Got it. Copyright Jack Wagon Express.
You said it after...
It doesn't matter. We talked about it, and it's recorded, and it's there. So we have a certain amount of time to copyright that shit. So anyway, that's going to do it for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed Kip and the Quarantine on the Jack Wagon Express.
The Quarantine is a name.
Mac. Say hi to Mac.
Hi.
Yeah. So, thanks for pushing play.
I can call you Corn Kip.
He could, but that's just not as cool as Quarantine, because I don't even have to change the word. Just
I guess.
Spell it different if you want.
Corn Dad. Corn. Just all right,
well,
corn.
You know, go corn find kid. Us, pod30network.com. Thanks for listening to the show.
Find us at JackWagonPod on Twitter and Instagram, and on our website, pod30network.com.